Read on. February 2025. Australia passes social media ban for kids and teens under 16. Starting next year, those under 16 won't be allowed to use social media. By Francisca Langer. A new Australian law says that children under 16 won't be allowed to open or have a social media account. It's one of the toughest social media bans in the world, with the highest age limit set by any country. Australia's Communications Minister, Michelle Rowland, said the banned platforms would include X, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and Reddit, but not YouTube and other websites where you don't need an account. The law was passed in November of last year, and social media platforms have been given 12 months to find ways to implement the age limit. If they fail to keep children from having accounts, there will be fines of up to $50 million Australian dollars. The bill was supported by Australia's major parties and passed the House of Representatives by a vote of 102 to 13. According to a YouGov poll from November, the ban was also supported by 77% of Australians. The goal of the ban is to reduce the negative effects of social media on children's physical and mental health. The Australian Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese from the Labour Party, said in a news conference, "Social media is doing harm to our kids and I'm calling time on it." The government thinks the ban is necessary to protect children from bullying, toxic content and addiction to social media apps. The ban comes after several Australian teenagers committed suicide because they had been bullied online. Studies also found that children who spend more time on social media are more likely to suffer from depression and anxiety. Social media companies have criticised the ban. Meta, which owns Facebook and Instagram, said the bill was ineffective and wouldn't make kids safer. And Snapchat said there were many unanswered questions about how the ban would work. Others say the passage of the bill was too rushed. Matt Canavan, a senator who was against the bill, said there was too little time to examine it carefully and that the whole process was hasty. There's also the big question of privacy, because users will have to provide private information to show they're old enough to open an account. Many people don't want that information to get into the hands of social media platforms and want the government to make sure their privacy is protected. Some also criticise the idea of the ban itself. In a letter to the government, more than 140 technology and child welfare experts wrote that the ban is too blunt an instrument to address risks effectively. They fear that children might end up in unsafe parts of the internet. Instead of setting age limits, they say, more needs to be done against online abuse. Sarah Hanson-Young, a senator from the Australian Greens, said, "We need to make social media safer for everybody." Many teens, the very people the ban is supposed to protect, feel left out of the debate. This is a government that is obviously not made up of teenagers, but it's making a law about social media when they didn't grow up in the social media age, Leo Pulisi, a teenager who started a high school streaming news channel, said. The eSafety Youth Council wrote, "We understand we are vulnerable to the risks and negative impacts of social media, but we need to be involved in developing solutions." Some teens and experts also think that the government doesn't understand the important role social media plays in young people's lives and how it can be a source of support for them. Social media provides vital connections for many young Australians, allowing them to access mental health resources, peer support networks, and a sense of community, Christopher Stone, the Executive Director of Suicide Prevention Australia, said. He added that a social media ban might make teens feel more isolated and lonely. However, the government has said that young people will still be able to access messaging apps, gaming platforms, and health and education services. But that comes with its own problems. The Heads Up Alliance, a group of Australian parents, said the ban would do nothing against bullying and sexual predators on messaging and gaming apps. Our children will be jumping from the fry pan into the fire, they said. Despite all the criticism, Prime Minister Albanese is sure the ban is the right thing to do. Countries around the world that are thinking about passing similar bans will now surely be watching Australia carefully to see how it will implement the strictest social media ban in the world. Read by Trevor Edwards.